With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Other presidents have done it down through the years, and now President Trump is threatening to invoke the Insurrection Act. In this case, it would allow the president to deploy troops to put an end to the violent anti-ICE demonstrations in Minneapolis. A high-profile Venezuelan opposition leader will pay a visit to the president later today at the White House.
After ousting Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro, President Trump agreed to meet with Nobel Prize winner Maria Corina Machado. However, he has opted not to endorse her. Instead, he is backing acting President Delcy Rodriguez. Ahead of Machado's White House visit, the president spoke with Rodriguez yesterday, describing it as a great conversation.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. President Trump wins a close reprieve in the Senate on Venezuela.
Senate Republicans voted to dismiss a war powers resolution Wednesday that would have limited President Trump's ability to conduct further attacks on Venezuela. Two GOP senators, Josh Hawley of Missouri and Todd Young of Indiana, reversing course on supporting the legislation under pressure from the president. Trump has blasted the five Republican senators who joined with Democrats to advance the resolution last week, a group that included Hawley and Young, saying they should never again be elected to public office. Senators Rand Paul of Kentucky, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Susan Collins of Maine stuck to their support for the legislation. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump says he's been told by reliable sources that the bloodshed in Iran is coming to an end, and apparently plans to execute protesters have been shelved. And Mr. Trump says the U.S. needs Greenland for America's Golden Dome missile defense system. Watching Wall Street ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures are now down 44 points. This is SRN News. More churches are closing than are opening.
A new study from Lifeway Research reveals that for 2024, the last year for which all the data is in, about 3,800 new Protestant churches opened in this country. However, that same year, roughly 4,000 churches closed their doors. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell finds a silver lining, saying, quote, given recent declines in Americans identifying as Christians, churches show a remarkable ability to remain open even with fewer attendees. Michael Harrington reporting.
Legal experts say the Supreme Court seems likely to uphold state laws barring males from playing on female sports teams in school. During arguments this week, at least five of the six conservatives on the nine-member court indicated they'll rule that the laws don't violate either the Constitution or the landmark Title IX statute designed to protect women's sports. Lower courts ruled in favor of transgender athletes in Idaho and West Virginia. This is SRN News. A top NFL free agent coach may land in the Big Apple from Baltimore.
John Harbaugh and the New York Giants were working on an agreement to make him the team's head coach. A person with knowledge of the decision told the Associated Press early Thursday morning. Harbaugh interviewed in person with the Giants on Wednesday, spending hours at the team facility in East Rutherford, New Jersey. The Super Bowl winning coach was believed to be the team's top candidate. Harbaugh was fired by the Ravens last week. After 18 seasons, New York fired coach Brian Daboll in November during the team's recently completed 4-13 season. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
If you're a customer of Verizon and that phone of yours is still acting up, restart it. That's the carrier's advice following yesterday's outage. It affected tens of thousands of customers, and the cause of the outage has not been revealed. More details at srnnews.com.